We have two distinct sections in this Polonaise that we will refer to as Section A, which is measures 1 through 4, which we play twice, and then a Section B, which is measures 5 through 16, which also gets played twice. So let's start with Section A. It is 4 measures long. Here they are. And let's break this down into 2 measure pieces. Here are measures 1 and 2 by themselves. We're in the key of G minor, so we will expect all the B's and E's to be flatted. This is also in 3/4 time. And one of the goals of this particular piece, as it appears in the book, is to work on our phrasing and the correct timing of 16th notes, and also working our staccatos against legato, which is a very common theme we see in this notebook for Anna Magdalena. So we start off with this. So right hand, I'm playing the G above middle C with finger 1. I'll play the A above that with finger 2. Then the B flat above that with my 3rd as staccato. And then I'll play the C above that 4th finger staccato as well. Now with it, the left hand is just playing 3 Gs. And these are the Gs below middle C. We can start with finger 3, go to 2, and then 1. The first one we'll hit with the right hand playing the G and then the A. Then when the right hand gets to the B flat, left hand will play the next G. Then when the right hand gets to the C, left hand plays the next G. And then we'll have this. So the right hand plays the A above middle C with its 2nd staccato. With it, left hand is playing that G below middle C with its 1st, but this is legato. It means we're going to hold it down and give it the full beat. While it's still down, the right hand will play the A again, followed by the B-flat above that, fingers 2 and 3. This is legato. Then we'll have this. So right hand, this is the C above middle C with our 4th. Left hand, this is the F-sharp below middle C with our 2nd. These will hit together. Right hand stays down on the C. Left hand play the E under your 2nd, back up to the F-sharp, and then down to the D with the 4th. And that's measures 1 and 2. Now let's take a look at 3 and 4.